Hey there. Today on Big Abilities, we are talking about building your child's strengths and interest and how important that is to their overall self-esteem and well-being. So let's get started. Welcome to the Big Abilities Podcast. I'm your host, Amy Nielsen. At Big Abilities, we hope to give families the tools they need to help their children with autism, ADHD, and other developmental disabilities overcome their struggles while also focusing on their strengths. Thanks for joining me. Hey there. The last couple of weeks, I have been really involved in a heavy amount of research. I am releasing my first ebook the end of this month, actually November 1st. It's October 2019. You can pre-order it at the end of this month, and I'll drop a link in the show notes. But the book I'm writing is called It Takes a Village, Get Your Hands Dirty and Build Yours from the Ground Up. And it's all about building a support system around you and your child and your family. Because if you're listening to this, you're probably the parent of a child with developmental disability, such as autism or ADHD, and it is tough. So I wanted to write this book to give you a process to go through to help build that village. And one of the chapters in the book is on volunteer and nonprofit organizations. So I, for the last few weeks, have combed through the internet, made dozens of phone calls, because I wanted to see what is out there for families right now. What type of volunteer and nonprofit support is out there to help families deal with the everyday issues of raising a child with a developmental disability? And I have found a lot of information. As a matter of fact, I hope you pre-order that book because that's probably one of the best chapters because I list so many organizations and what they focus on. Because all of these organizations, even though they're serving the same community of people, each of them focus on something different. So maybe one organization, their big focus is on early intervention and early diagnosis. It's like their big focus. Maybe one is on transitioning into adulthood. One organization may be focused on helping families find respite care so they can get a break. So there's so much out there. And I was really surprised. And a lot of these resources are way under-tapped. So that chapter is super valuable, and it includes contact information for all of these different organizations. Now, I focused on organizations at a national level, but it also tells you how to find organizations at your local level as well. But I was thinking about something as I was doing this research, and something just kept like bugging me. I didn't know what it was. I just felt like some type of discomfort or uneasiness because I was seeing there is so much out there to help kids overcome what they're struggling with. And that's important. And I thought about my own child, and he's only 4. And once he received his first diagnosis of apraxia back when he was 18 months, from then until a few weeks ago, he has spent most of his life in some sort of therapy, speech therapy, occupational therapy, behavior therapy, ABA therapy, lots and lots of therapy. I've worked with him a ton at home. I taught him sign language early on because he couldn't communicate with me. Just non-stop working on what he struggles with, working on what he struggles with. And I thought to myself, if someone made me all day, every day, work on what I struggled with, how awful would that be? And that's kind of why I started the Big Abilities blog and podcast, that yeah, we need to work on those struggles, but we also got to give kids the chance to build on their strengths and interest. And that is as important, and maybe some could argue more important. So a few weeks ago, I realized, okay, I'm guilty of the same thing that I'm trying to work against. I want my child to be able to work on something that he loves and that's fun and give him a talent or an interest. And even though he's young, hey, it's time to start. So my husband is Canadian, so he learned to skate before he could walk. Not really, but that's kind of the joke. And he also plays hockey. So for the last couple of years, my son has watched his dad get his hockey gear together and go out to play hockey. And the games are really late. We live in Florida. The games are super late. So my son can't usually go watch his dad. But he knows what hockey is. And we watch it on TV. He has toy hockey sticks. And we play in the living room with a toy hockey puck. So he's pretty familiar with hockey. and gets really excited to see it on TV and watch his dad go play. So I thought maybe it's time to get him into an ice skating class. So I called around, and the ice rink where my husband plays, they have a learned skate class, and the first class they have is parent and me. So my husband could be his son's first ice skating teacher. And I was just super excited about this. I didn't know how well it was going to go because this was new for us, but I was super excited. So we had to buy a hockey helmet, get ice skates, get proper clothing. Since we live in Florida, we don't have that type of clothing for him. He is loving it. He's only a few weeks in. He gets so excited when I tell him, "You're going to go ice skating with Daddy today." Super excited. Has nothing to do with autism, nothing to do with ADHD, nothing to do with all the things he struggles with. But you know what? All of those things he struggles with are being helped by him taking this ice skating lesson. And I didn't even realize it until I thought about what I wanted to tell you today. So here are some of the things that my son is overcoming while he's learning to ice skate, and he doesn't even realize it. He used to have a big sensory issue with anything being put on his head, a hat. And again, living in Florida, you want your kid to wear a hat when they're out in the pool. It just really bothered him. When he's on that ice skating rink, he has to wear a hockey helmet. And he's so motivated because he wants to skate that he's fine with it. And so that's been huge. Also, he doesn't like to wear pants. He likes to wear shorts. I guess it's a Florida boy thing. But yet, to go on the ice, he's got this big hockey bib and gloves, and he is bundled up. He is totally okay with it because that's what gets him on that ice. He also has an aversion to extreme temperature. Well, you can't get any more extreme than ice. This has been a really cool thing. He's never been around snow that he would remember, but he loves Frosty the Snowman and making pretend snowballs out of Play-Doh. So his dad scraped up some of that shaved ice that had come from the skates, and he was able to make a snowball. So all of these things, it's just putting him in an unfamiliar situation where he's learning things that are going to help him outside of that situation. Also, this class is small. It's only two or three kids, but there are probably 10 ice skating classes going on in the ice at the same time. So there's a ton of people. There are lots of noises, lots of things going on, and he is just so excited. And you know what else? It is good for me and for his father, because we are able to see our child participating in something normal kids participate in. And that feeling, that bit of normal in our life, it's so exciting for me. And I am so glad that I realized it was time for us to focus on something that our child was motivated by and interested in. And it can't always be about, let's work on the things that you aren't good at so you can get better. How about let's work on something you are good at and help you get better, or something you're interested in and help you get better? If you're not familiar with autism self-advocate Temple Grandin, I highly suggest you look her up and listen to her. I believe she is in her 60s maybe, and she is an innovator, the farm equipment industry. She also has autism, and she is such an advocate for building on a child's interest and strengths. As a matter of fact, when she was a child, her mother did just that. Temple loved to draw, but all she wanted to draw were farm animals. And I remember hearing her say that if someone had made her, say, draw butterflies, or stopped letting her hyper-focus in what she was really interested in, she may not have gone on to revolutionize the farming equipment industry. And I know sometimes kiddos with autism can just get very dialed in to a topic, and as a parent, you think you need to break them out of that. So maybe they're super into space and they want to talk about planets all the time. How about, instead of discouraging that, encourage it. Encourage it big. You never know. You may have an astronaut on your hands there. Elon Musk, Bill Gates. These are guys that hyper-focused on their interest, and look at what that did for them. Think about Cody Lee, who just won America's Got Talent. His mother saw that he was interested in music, and she let him wholeheartedly pursue that. And I'm not saying my son's going to be an NHL player, but just being able to do something outside of focusing on your struggle and focusing on your strength, which is the whole message that I want the Big Abilities podcast and website to get out there. Let's focus on these kids' strengths. And absolutely, we're going to continue ABA therapy. We're going to continue focusing on the challenging behaviors. That is important, but there also has to be a piece in there that has nothing to do with that. There also has to be a piece in there just for that kid, just for joy in their life, and quite honestly, joy in yours. Now, there is a section on my website. I'm going to link it in the show notes, but I really want you to go there right now. It's called Their Story. And there are several kids there that stories are highlighted and what they're good at. And I'd love to see your child's story on there too. You can fill out a little form and tell me about them. Tell me what makes them special, unique, what they're good at. Email me a few pictures and I can feature your child on the Big Abilities website. I would love to see my inbox flooded. I'd love to spend the next 36 hours doing nothing but typing up stories about how awesome our kids are, because they are. And if your child right now isn't in any sort of extracurricular activity or anything like that, they're not, you've kind of been like I was and felt you had to really focus on all their struggles, I encourage you, ask them, what's something you've wanted to try you've never tried? Give them an opportunity to build on a strength. I am so glad that you listened to this today. It was really on my heart to get this out to you. And unlike 90% of what I do in my life, I did this without any notes. So I hope that it's cohesive and coherent and articulate and makes sense, because I never function on the fly. So this is uncharted territory for me. But I just wanted to get this message out to you today. Have a great rest of your day, and thank you again.
Thank you for listening today to the Big Abilities Podcast. I hope you learned something, and remember, you got this.